Blog Talk Radio.
Life is a journey, not a destination. There are no mistakes, just chances we've taken. Lay down your regrets, 'cause all we have is now. Wake up in the morning and get out of bed. Start making mental lists in my head of all of the things that I am grateful for. Early in the morning, the dawn of a new day, new hope, new dream, new way. I open up my eyes and I open up my mind and I wonder how life will surprise me today.
To Here's to Your Health with me, Dr. Doris Moton Spruill. Here's to Your Health is brought to you by the Poetic Energy Network Station. And I am just so excited to be with you tonight. Tonight we're doing open forum. I don't have a guest with me tonight. In fact, you all are going to be my guest tonight. So for those of you that want to have some input tonight, tonight is your night, okay? We're going to be discussing some things tonight that's come up over the past week, things such as obesity and healing foods. And do you know what the FDA is trying to do to our supplement industry? Where are you in that stance? Are you pro or are you con? Do you know anything about it? How literate are you as far as knowing exactly what's going on? If you are not, you know, don't worry about that, because, you know, tonight we're going to hear some things and we're going to share some things. The FDA is really trying to do some ugly things, but, I mean, we're not surprised, are we really? We're not surprised at what they're trying to do. Anytime they can have a foothold on what's going on with the people. You know, I had said one time, I told my children that I'm moving to Europe. I said I'm moving to Europe because in Europe, the government is afraid of the people. Over here, we're afraid of the government. And I said, I'm fixing to just get a hat. But I thought about it, and I said, no, I'm not doing that. I'm going to stay, and I'm going to take a stand. Because I have an input. I have a voice. You see what I'm saying? So I'm just so glad to have you guys with me tonight. And listen, I want to tell you from Jump Street, if you have a question, if you have a comment, all you have to do is press option 1 on your handset, on your phone keypad. Just press option 1 and I'll see you, and you can come in. You know, what do you want to talk about tonight? You have something you want to bring to the table? This is our show, you know. So if you've got something that you want to say, come on, chime in. Anybody know me? No, I'm not a greedy person. Let's all do it. What are you doing where you are? You want to let the people know about it? You know, just press option 1 and you can talk about what you're doing and give out your info, how we can get in touch with you. I believe it's enough to go around. You see what I'm saying? It is enough to go around. We're all doing fantastic, wonderful, awesome things. You see, why not share it? It's enough. The universe has so much, has a plethora of just blessings and good things. So let's share. You see, let's share. I don't want it all. I don't want it. So anybody else that wants some of it tonight, come get it. Bring it. Okay, I'm feeling really great today. My affirmation for today says, I love my body. I create peacefulness in my mind, and my body reflects this peacefulness as perfect health. My body has now restored itself to its natural state of good health. That's my affirmation for today. Do you have an affirmation? Maybe you want to share your affirmation with us today. That'll be a good thing, okay? So we're going to jump right in tonight. We're going to get on this. Did anybody see the video that I posted this week on Facebook? It's called Fat, a Documentary. Are we a nation? This DVD portrayed us or depicted us as a nation of people that are fat haters. What do you think about that? Are we fat haters? And if we are, why? Does the media have anything to do with us being fat haters? I've heard people say that when they're in the grocery stores, people that are obese, that's overweight, have said that when they're in grocery stores, people will actually come and take things out of their basket and say, you know, you don't need that. People get hostile. You know, from what I understand, young people are killing themselves because they're obese and they're being called names and things like this. Has it really gotten to that point? You see, I'm asking because I'm the type of person, I love everybody. And for those of my associates and my friends that are overweight, that are obese, I lovingly share information with them if they want it. I don't, you know, I'm not trying to just, you know, walk up on nobody. You know what I'm saying? But if you want information, I'm here to help you, because at one time I was obese. I mean, not obese to the point where the BMI, the body mass index, says that, you know, I was obese. But, yeah, I was overweight. And it imposed severe fatalities as far as my health was concerned. Doctor wanted to put me on blood pressure medication, and my hormones was just running rampant, and, you know, a lot of other things was going on. But, you know, it came a time when I just took a look at myself. That's why I love this affirmation. You know, when I look in the morning, I can truly say I love myself. You know, no makeup, fresh out the bed, nappy head. I love me. I love myself. You see what I'm saying? And that was a process that I had to get to. But the reason it made me want to look a little bit closer at being obese is because of the health challenges and the health issues that came along with that. So tonight, I want to put it out there on the table. What about the obesity problem in our land, in America? The statistics are staggering. It's causing problems with the health care, health insurance. From what I understand, employers won't even hire a person if they're obese. It's causing problems as far as medical insurance and things of this nature. What do you feel? How do you feel about it? Do you know somebody that's obese? Do you know somebody that's severely obese? Do you have a family member that's obese? How do you feel about it? Because, I mean, we all should have an input, but not to the point where we're infringing on anybody else's right to be exactly how they want to be. Like I said, if you come to me and you say, well, hey, what do I do about this? I know the health challenges that being obese can cause. So what do you say? What is obesity, first of all? Obesity is a medical condition in which excess body fat has accumulated to the extent that it may have an adverse effect on health. It can even lead to reduced life expectancy or an increase in health problems. Now, the body mass index, the BMI, is a means by which you measure it compares the measurements of the weight and the height. And it states that if the BMI, if the body mass index is between 25 and 30 kilograms, then you're obese. And if it's greater than 30, then you're severely obese. So now, obesity increases the likelihood of various diseases, and we know that, okay? We know that. It also has to do with type 2 diabetes. More of our young people are suffering from type 2 diabetes. It causes sleep apnea. It's been associated with cancer, with osteoporosis, with some of everything. And it has to do with, it's commonly caused, from what they say, by a combination of excessive food energy intake, a lack of physical activity, and sometimes genetic susceptibility. Now, although a few cases are caused primarily by genes and endocrine disorders and medication and psychiatric illnesses, there is evidence to support the view that some obese people eat little yet gain weight due to slow metabolism. Now, that's been documented. Now, on an average, obese people have a greater energy expenditure than their thin counterparts due to the energy required to maintain and increase the body mass. So now, if this is true, why aren't they doing something about it? That's the question that was asked in this fat documentary. You know, okay, they're fat. You know, people that are obese are fat, and they could really do something about it if they wanted to, but they don't want to do anything about it. Is it that easy? Have you ever been obese? What do you say about it tonight? If you have a comment, if you have a question tonight, press the number one on your keypad. I just think that looking at it from the aspect of that, it causes health challenges. But can we just really, I know people that are obese and it's due to depression. And like it was forestated, a lot of psychotropic drugs or medications, you know, can cause depression. And in return, you may want to eat more. And when you consume excess calories and you're not burning those calories, you're not using the energy, then you it's going to be excess weight. But now, what do you think about the fact that we're just fat haters? Is that what's going on? We just hate people that's fat? Because, you know, in the media, everybody wants to be thin. Everybody's talking about Jennifer Hudson, how now she's seemed to have lost herself with the Jenny Craig thing. You know, she was little, and now she's too little. And can you be too little? I think, yeah, you can, if it causes health problems, you know. Because I look at it like this. Just like there's one end of the spectrum of obesity, then there's also the other end. Eating disorder. You see what I'm saying? So where is that happy medium? What do you have to say about it tonight? I see you guys are there, so I want you to talk back to me tonight. I want you to talk. I want to hear your input tonight on some of the things that we're going to be discussing tonight. You know, because I really do feel that sometimes overweight people, obese people do, you know, they get a bad rap. Do they? What do you think? I think sometimes that, yeah, they can, you know, do something about it, but do they want to? I don't know. Is it as easy as that? See, because sometimes those of us that don't have a problem with weight, we have a tendency to be kind of judgmental. You know, oh, yeah, you can do something about it. Look at her, you know. I made a post on Facebook the other day that talked about spandex. I heard that. I was hoping to get a better reaction from that than I did. But, I mean, a few people said, okay. I think it was something like spandex is not the answer to being overweight. I thought maybe that was going to be a statement to cause some dialogue. I love dialogue. I love dialogue, because that is the way that we get to understand each other. That's the way we get to see the other side of what's going on in somebody else's life. See, it's easy for me to sit here and say, you know, ooh, you eat meat, you do this, you do that. You know, if I'm not dealing with the demons of you doing what you're doing. See, but once I've been there, once I've walked a mile in your moccasins, then it might not be so easy for me to just sit and say, oh, yeah, you still eat meat? You know, people often ask me about that. They say, well, do you ever sometime want to, you know, do you ever have a taste for meat? You know, and they be looking like I'm saying, oh, no. Yeah, I do. Sometimes if I'm walking past in the summertime and you smell barbecue cooking on the grill, you know, for a minute, you know, my taste buds begin to salivate. You know what I'm saying? But I remember from whence I came. And it's just a moment, you see. If I can just remove myself for the moment, then I'm okay, you see. So, but, I mean, it's and then sometimes it's not always that easy. For others, maybe, but not always for me. And I think we just have to become more tolerant to the point of wanting to be part of the solution instead of part of the problem. You know, I'm not saying, you know, get wishy-washy and get all sentimental and, oh, they can't help it. Oh, yes. In fact, I have a son. He's a chef in San Francisco. And I remember one day he came to visit, and he was standing out on the porch. And when I pulled up in the driveway, all I could see was this big mountain, and he was so big. And I said, I got out of the car, and I said, oh, my God, Yaku, you so big. And he was like, Mom, that's all you got to say to me, and you haven't seen me in all this long. And I didn't mean it like that. I just thought, oh, my God, I know what being heavy or too heavy. He's 6'10 and a half, true. But I think he's about maybe 300 pounds or more. And at that time, he thought, well, he was being he was justified in weighing that much because he's so tall. But I don't think so. No, in fact, I know not. But I had to learn another way, you see, instead of, you know, and it just totally took me by surprise because I was flabbergasted because I know what being heavy can do to you health-wise. You know, it can bring about a whole lot of health issues. So that's what that was all about. But listen, I want to hear from you tonight. What do you think about this obesity thing? Okay? So at any time you want, just chime in. Chime in. Press number one on your keypad, and we're going to bring you in, and we're going to do some dialoguing tonight. Are there any obese callers on the line tonight? Are you in the house tonight? How do you feel? Are you ridiculed? What kind of challenges do you face? What kind of problems do you face on a daily basis as far as employment and, you know, anything, traveling? I understand if you're a certain size, you even have to purchase a double seat on the plane. Is this true? I don't know. I'm asking. So let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. Where are we tonight with this issue of obesity? Okay, while we're waiting on that one, waiting for people to chime in on that one, we're going to get into, the FDA. Do you guys know what the FDA is trying to do to us? I'm sure you do. There's an interesting article I came across, and I'm like, you know, does everybody know about this? It's in the Health Keepers, and it's written by a guy by the name of Jonathan, and it's excellent, guys. It says that the FDA's takeover of our supplement, and that's the title of it, the FDA's takeover of our supplement industry, how it will impact the companies, the economy, and your health freedom. Yep. But I'm sure those of you that are health conscious and those of you that are going to the health food stores, visiting the health food stores and different places, I'm sure you know what's going on as far as that's concerned, right? I'm sure you know that there is a situation with our supplement, with our right to choose. That's what it all boils down to. But what this article is talking about, it says through coercion, through the enacting of mandates that increase costs, erecting new barriers to entry and aggressive enforcement, the FDA is now achieving its political aim of taking down the dietary supplement industry, doing so one company at a time. Y'all, you know what? We have got to become aware the revolution will not be televised. We cannot continue to keep our head in the sand. You know, I want to be able to choose whether or not I want to take a dietary supplement, whether or not I want to use herbs. You see, I want to be able to choose for myself. But now you know that here in good old America and the good old U.S. of A., and listen, I don't want anybody emailing me or writing me saying, oh, you talking about... Listen, I'm just talking about my right to choose as an individual, okay? Now, if the FDA enforces its recently adopted guidance on new dietary ingredients, it will have a devastating effect on the supplement industry. About half of the existing dietary supplements will be removed from the market. Do you know that? Did you know that? They will be removed. Many supplement companies will go out of business, and the cost of supplements that remain on the market will rise. You guys gotta check that this thing out. You gotta look further into this thing. A lot of times, you know, we'll hear about something and we'll just say, "Oh, it don't affect me." But remember, things like that, when we allow things like that to just pass by us, we must take a stance on things that we truly believe in. And I truly believe I have a right. Listen, about 6 months ago, I had an issue with my back that was so severe. Those of you that are in my inner circle, you know what a time I went through with my back. I failed. I failed last year in December. Well, actually in November, and then I fell again in December. And you know what a serious problem I had. I could barely stand for maybe 5 or 10 minutes. So, I mean, it was serious. So I did everything. I massages, chiropractors, everything. I didn't do acupuncture or anything like that. Acupuncture. I didn't really want to go that invasive. I didn't do any of the pain clinics, things like that. I didn't go there. But I exhausted every option. It was so severe until I went to my doctor to have an MRI to just find out exactly what was going on. Then I'd know how to handle it. And when I saw the outcome, when I fell, it pressed two vertebrates in my lower spine. It pinched off a nerve that ran down through my right leg. And it was so severe. It was bad. But I went to chiropractor after chiropractor after chiropractor and some everything. You guys have heard me tell this before. But I had an option. I also went to see a surgeon to see what he would think. And, oh, the first thing he said, "Oh, yeah, we'll go in. We'll do this fusion." And I said, "Okay, well, after you do the fusion, will I be able to do this?" And I got into a yoga pose, and he told me, he said, "Oh, yeah." That's when I knew, you know, I knew that wasn't the place for me. But I found this chiropractor in Detroit. His name is Dr. Bob. You guys hear me talk about him. In fact, he's on my website. This man, he did some things to me that was just, I'm thanking God for him to this very day, really, because anybody knows I'm back to doing everything I was doing. In fact, I'm stronger now because I began, since the alleviation of some of the pain, I've been able to do more concentrated exercises and working out and things like that, where I'm even now strengthening myself. But what if I had not had the choice to be able to choose what I wanted to do? What if when I went to the doctor, being that I do have a medical insurance in place, what if I had not had that surgery? Then what if my insurance had been taken away or something? You know, I wouldn't be surprised if it got to that point. I know you guys say, "Oh, that's crazy." But listen, from what I understand, it's going to come to a point where when we go to the doctor and use our medical insurance, you see, which I call health care insurance, sick care insurance, if we don't do exactly what the doctors say do, then from what I understand, we could be made to pay for the entire visit. If the doctor give you a prescription and say, "Okay, take 2 pills, call 3 times a day, and I want to see you back in 3 weeks," if we don't do exactly what they say, then we're going to be held liable. Anything could happen. Anything could happen. You see what I'm saying? So now we're sitting back, a lot of us, and we're not taking note that of the fact that we could very well be in the position one day where we go to Zerbo's or Whole Foods or Better Health, and we can't get in. They may padlock the place. The FDA don't play. Do you know there's a lot of good naturopathic doctors, herbalists, what have you, that has been literally run out of this country, I will get Dr. Whitaker on the show. I will get him on. You know, he's one to tell you about how the FDA, the scrutinizing they do, and it's at our expense. It's not going to happen on my watch. That's why I want to let you know what's going on. For those of you, there's others of you that have information. You see, this is the time to bring it to the table. Bring it to the fore. Sharing. You know, you hear me talk about all the time, sharing is caring. Caring is sharing. Okay, so now listen to this. The FDA, with this new guidance thing that they dug up, or they're enforcing, the NDI it's called. It's the NDI guidance. It's a dagger thrust into the jugular of the supplement industry. We've been hearing it for a long time. When you go into your health food store, check and see the petitions that they want you to sign. Don't just walk past them. Take time to look and to read and to see what's going on. It's a mortal threat to the survival of the industry and to the freedom of choice for health-conscious consumers. The Alliance for Natural Health recently asked renowned experts on the economic impact of regulation. Emory University Professor of Law and Economics Joanna M. Shepherd Bailey to determine the financial burden imposed by the guidance, and her reports revealed catastrophic consequences. Y'all, the FDA is not playing, you see, and now is the time to let your voice be heard. Let me tell you something about this. The FDA has subverted the popular will of what we want as a people. In the past, public opposition to the FDA's attempts to remove supplements from the market have proven effective over and over again. However, the latest contrivance of the agency has caught the public by surprise, disarming many of the deep-seated cautions that used to commonly characterize the public view. Rather than overtly going after supplements as imprudent for Americans to consume, check out what they're doing. The FDA has gone after supplement makers on the basis that either the product or the claims that they make risk harming the consumer. Wait a minute. That's jacked up to me, as far as I'm concerned, because how many drugs every year kill people? How many prescription drugs every year kill thousands of people? And now they're going after the supplement makers on the base that either the product or the claims they make risk harming the consumer? What's wrong with that? I mean, am I the only one finding something, you know, wrong with that? Or what's going on, people? Come on, y'all. Talk to me. Now, this safety approach, let them tell it, underlines almost every new regulation imposed on the supplements and is aiding the agency in achieving its political objective of transforming, listen to this, of transforming supplements into products that are only available as prescription drugs and are manufactured by drug companies. Booyah! There it is. There it is. You see that? The plot thickens. As long as the pharmaceutical companies can dictate, and what does that sound like to you? Cha-ching, the almighty dollar, right? Okay. That's exactly what's going on. It's so blatant until, I mean, you know what? Stevie Wonder can see this, y'all. It's just that blatant. And while we're sitting back, you know, sometimes it just, I even notice, like, on some of the some of Facebook and Twitter, how we're sitting back trying to, you know, prove to each other that I know a little bit more than you because I've done this and I got this degree. And while we're fighting amongst ourselves as to who knows what and who's doing what, the FDA is trying to come in and just stick a knife in our jugular as far as what we have a right to decide for ourselves. You know, and you don't think it's happening? I don't know if any of you remember the woman who wanted to have her child, she wanted her child who had been diagnosed with cancer to have natural modalities. But after taking the child to the hospital and it was diagnosed, do you know the government literally sought this woman out and made her bring her child back to get this catastrophic poison, chemotherapy and radiation? How can you heal the body and kill the body with poisons? I had a doctor, one of my teachers once told me, he said, chances are if they tell you that you were cured with radiation and chemotherapy, chances are you never had cancer in the first place. But it all boils down to a right to choose, a right to decide. Whether I want to do anything or nothing at all, I should have that right. But as we can see, if the FDA have their way, that right will be taken away. So we've got to stand up. We've got to become alert. You know, we can't be ignorant of what's going on. You see, we got to check it out, especially those of us who seek out other modalities, other holistic health modalities. We can't just sit back and be oblivious to what's going on. Because one day you may wake up, like I said, and not be able to get the supplements you want, not be able to get the herbs you want. You see, we got to band together and let the government know we are not going for it. We're not taking it. You see, every petition I see, I sign it, and I want to know, wait a minute, can I get a copy so I can get out and do some leg work, do some grunt work too? You see, I've heard of the FDA coming in, you know, and check this out. I heard that a friend told me that a friend of hers went to the doctor, and she told the doctor that whatever issue she had, it was all better, and the doctor said, well, the only thing would help her to overcome this health issue was surgery. And when she went back like 4, 5, 6 months later, the issue was gone. And the doctor said, oh, well, what happened? And she said, well, I went to this lady, and she do herbs, and she gave me this, and she gave me that, and he said, oh, really? Oh, how amazing is that? He said, oh, exactly, who is it? What's her name? And the lady told her, and honey, the FDA went in and snatched everything, computers, certifications and diplomas and certificates off the wall, and, I mean, shut her down, you see? So this is what we're coming to. But either we're going to stand. And I'm standing. I'm like Dr. Dawood. Dr. Dawood said, you know what? I don't care. I'm going to tell the truth at all costs. And I'm going to tell the truth at all costs. I don't care. I don't care what they do. They come and shut me down. They can't shut my voice. They can't shut my mouth. You see? So I'm going to tell it, and I'm going to tell it, and I'm going to tell it. I'd say if each one could reach one and teach one, then we're doing a great justice for each other. We're helping each other, you see. The FDA is also continuing this campaign to censor all nutrient disease claims, banning outright all nutrient disease treatments, all claims, and forbidding except on the grant of approval. You see what's happening, y'all? I mean, oh, my goodness. Am I preaching to the, what's that thing? Am I preaching to the choir? Am I singing to the choir? You see what I'm having? Unless they can approve it. You see, any other nutrient, disease risk reduction claim, you see, it's got to go unless they approve it. They got to approve what we can say. They got to approve what we say. If I tell you, if I give you this herb, astragalus, or make it even something simpler than that. If I tell you alfalfa, you come to me and I tell you, okay, alfalfa, oh, yes, you want some alfalfa? I can give you alfalfa. Do you know how wonderful alfalfa is? And you say, well, no, Dr. Doris, Dr. D, I don't know. What is it? I say, well, you know what? It's a food. It's an alterative. That means it's good for the whole body. It's a great source of CoQ10. It's good for the tonic. It's good for the nutrient. It's good for the joints. It's good for the stomach. It's a good for any kind of arthritic discomfort. It stops excessive sweating. Now, unless they have approved this, unless they have approved for me to say these things, then I got to shut my mouth. They can shut me down. And sometimes they get you, from what I understand, they get you so caught up in legality, you know, and money issues. You see, I know a well-known black naturopathic holistic doctor, female doctor. They just almost ruined this woman financially. You know, I ain't got no millions and thousands of dollars to be trying to hire no attorney. I can't do like Oprah did. Remember when Oprah made the statement against the beef industry, the cattle industry, and them Texans came with her, honey, with a branding iron. But just so happened, she had the money to fight. You see, so we got to stand together on this one. Okay, I see we got a caller tonight. Excellent, excellent. That's what I want. Come on, y'all. Let's talk tonight. I know there's somebody more than me out there feeling as passionate as I feel about what's going on tonight. You see, what if they want to take your, you do flaxseed, you do, you know, what do? What's your herb of choice? You know, what's your natural remedy of choice? What if they wanted to come in and take that away from you? They already, do you know that they telling parents that they young babies don't need water no more? What's that all about? Good evening, caller. Welcome to Here's to Your Health. How are you this evening? Hello? Caller coming from the 313 area code? Good evening,
well,
caller.
Well, Dr. Doris, since you didn't get your caller, how about me?
Yeah, I'm talking to you.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just listening to what you're saying, and I'm certainly hoping and praying that your listeners will take what you say to heart. The FDA is not your big brother. It's your big overseer. And the FDA, along with the AMA, wants to dictate to us what we can do. We have to continue to take control. And a lot of times they're talking about, as you were saying, we can't have something unless the doctor prescribes it. Doctors do not get anything in medical school about the benefits of nutrition. God said we are a root, and we're supposed to eat roots. And I was appalled at the children at a local elementary school that did not know that cavemen did not eat meat unless somebody died in order to catch the animal, that we are vegetarian by nature, okay? And the fact is that we can consume the vegetables, the fruits and the vegetables that God has given us on this earth, but we must exercise. You see, the FDA and the AMA is trying to take control, but look what the media has done to our children in relation to what they eat. Look what the environment and society has done to our schools. Where is the exercise? If you eat, you must exercise and burn up the fuel. The kids are not doing that. You're
exactly
supposed to eat, exercise, and when the nutrients get into your body, they break up into fats, protein, and carbohydrates. They make energy for your body. They make nutrients for your muscles, your bones, and all your other tissues to grow. But when you overeat too much of one of the entities, such as carbohydrates, you don't burn it up. You begin to store it, and this is where you get your fat. In most cases, everybody is not obese by choice. Sometimes there are other circumstances. But in America, we are the fattest people in the world. We are the heaviest people in the world, and it's all about our lifestyle and what the media and our environment is doing to us. You've got to take control and look at what things are doing to you. You've got to read. You got to become more aware.
Even with that, caller, you know, we even have to go so far as to look at some of the things that's being done to our food. You know, with the overuse of high fructose corn syrup and things like that, and then they're going to come back with commercials that says, you know, corn, you know, they got the commercial now where the two mothers are talking, and she's saying, oh, you give your kids that? Do you know that contains high fructose corn syrup? And the other lady is saying, yeah, but what's wrong with that? And then the other woman can't say anything. She say, it's made from corn, and it's natural, and blah, blah, this. You know, trying to get us to believe that, okay, so it's a natural product, so what's wrong with it? What's wrong with it is that they're putting it in everything. It's in everything. That and soy protein or soy lecithin or soy flour, it's in everything. They put an MSG in some of everything. They're putting MSG in baby food, in soy and baby food. And these things, when you take in these superficial or these artificial or even natural things at an alarming consumption rate, they make you determined as far as obesity is concerned. Sometimes it's happening when we're babies, when our children are babies, because of the things that we're giving them. You know, and we got to look at what the government is doing to us, and now they want to come along and say whether or not I can use flaxseed or I can use alfalfa if the way I want to use it. I think not. And if as long as we sit back and let this happen, it's going to happen. And we got to speak up. We got to write our representatives to find out. You got to find out who your elected officials are. And for those of us in the United States, all we got to do is go to usa.gov/contact/elect-SHTML. Find out who your elected officials are. Stay informed, you know. Stay informed with the ANH of the United States of America. It's one of the organizations that's fighting to protect the rights of natural health practitioners, you know, that's protecting our rights to practice and the rights to consume, to choose the health care options and treatment and modalities that we prefer. We got to sign up for their newsletters and stay informed. You know, we got to use this internet for something other than chit-chat and gossip and all this other stuff. I'm not saying that it's nothing wrong with the internet. It's a wonderful thing, the network media now. It's a wonderful thing, networking. It's an awesome thing. But we got to use it to our advantage. As long as the government think they got us tied up with talking chit-chat, you know, I tell people on Facebook, don't be offended if I don't send you back whatever the farm thing is, playing the game. I'm not there for that. I'm really not. I'm there to present accurate and thorough information so that the masses can make an educated, intelligent decision concerning their health care. You see what I'm saying? I'm there to spread constructive information. You see, I'm there to encourage and to exhort, you know, the masses to listen. There's something better. We don't have to be sick. We don't have to die from diabetes. You see, it's not a black thing like Dr. Whitaker say. It's not niggabetes. We don't have to have nigger beaties. And see, when you begin to speak radical like that, people are like, well, ooh, what's going on? That sounds like so much hate. Do you know that if we sit back and allow the FDA to do what it wants to us, we won't even have a voice? Remember that picture of the Stepford Wives? We'll be like that. Everybody will be walking around like that. Where are we going? What's the, you know, what's, what are you doing? What are you taking? I take, you know what I'm saying? We have got to wake up and know what's going on. You gotta, we gotta, like I said, sign up for newsletters. Sign up, stay informed. You know, go to the Alliance for Natural Health and see what they're doing. Get on their website. Sign in. Check these websites out regularly and keep abreast of pending state regulations, because, listen, if we close our eyes, if we blink, sometimes these things will be passed and we'll be saying, what? When that happened? What you mean I can't go to the health food? What? I didn't know nothing about that. No, you didn't know nothing about it because you didn't try to know anything about it. We get, yeah, this obesity problem, like you said, caller, it's a ugly thing. But when you realize that you can buy a hamburger cheaper than you can an apple, something is wrong. Something is wrong here in this here United States. You see, when you can buy fast food cheaper than you can go to the grocery store and buy some good lettuce and tomatoes and things like that, something is wrong. Something is being propagated here. You see, we're being set up. And I'm just, sometimes it irritates me. It gets to the point where, you know, you're saying, wait a minute, what is going on? We can't allow these things to keep happening. It's cheaper to buy a fast food hamburger, some chicken nuggets, than it is to buy a tomato. Oh, my goodness. I'm worked up. Caller, thank you. Thank you. Did you have anything else you want to add tonight? Before I go any further, for those of you that's in the house tonight, if you got a comment, if you got a question tonight, press option one. Oh, I have so much more stuff I wanted to go over tonight. But time is getting away from us. But I just want you guys to know, you know, we got to take a stand, guys. You know, the cancer rate is alarming. As long as we're buying meat and things, you know, there's a politician in our kitchen that's dictating what we're to buy, what we can buy. But check this out. Cardiovascular disease accounts for 1 in every 3 deaths in the United States.
Absolutely.
You see what I'm saying? The cost of cardiovascular care and treatment increased over $11 billion from just 2007 to 2008. 1 in 9 death certificates mentioned heart failure. When the commercials, you Burger King got a commercial now. I'm telling you, it had me taking a double. The way they eat these big old juicy burgers, and they just, I mean, subliminal, you know, subliminally planting these vicious commercials in our mind. And who's watching these things? Our children. They're being babysat by the TV, and they're sitting here watching all this, and next thing you know, when they're in the car with mom and daddy, let's go to McDonald's, let's go to Burger King. You know, we're not sitting down as families no more, eating dinner together. It's crazy. It's crazy, and something has got to be done. We got to take control of our health, you see? I see so many black men smoking cigarettes. Do you know I was at a gas station one day? They was giving away free cigarettes. Free cigarettes. And the black man was just running. They almost, one brother almost ran over me. And I said, what's going on? What's going on? Who here? I thought a celebrity or something was at the gas station. He said, oh, they're giving cigarettes. I'm fixing to call my boy and tell him to come. I say, brother, do you know how many men are dying from prostate cancer? He said, my dad, oh, they giving them free. That's even worse. What about this? Don't you understand? You know what I'm saying? It's crazy, y'all. 1/3 of the U.S. adults, that's 67.3%, are overweight and obese. one-third of children, 31.7%, are overweight or obese.
I think that obesity is moving to being tragically obese, or even morbid obesity.
Exactly, exactly. And we got to do something about it.
If we look at the man in the mirror, as Michael Jackson used to say, and let's get started. Number one, you got to accept the fact that you need to change. And then number two, you need to know, how many calories do I really need? Do I need that Burger King? No, I don't. I'm not even hungry.
It's something. You know what I tell people to do? I say, listen, pray. Ask God to show you how to take care of this body. And I'm a living witness. He will do just that. You know, I hear a lot of people say that, you know, I can't afford to eat like this. I can't. Do you know it costs me less to eat the way I eat now than it did when I was eating steaks and potatoes and crab and lobster and all this other stuff? Because the food that I consume is so dense, it's so full of fiber, until I don't need a lot of it. I don't need a whole lot. You know, remember how we used to could eat, and do you know, in one of these DVDs that I posted, it showed how there's ingredients in the meat. They're putting things in the meat other than MSG that actually triggers a response in you, in your brain, that tells you that you're hungry. When you just eat, you put down a double whopper with supersized fries and a Coke. It's something in this meat, in this stuff, that tells you that I'm still hungry. So you want to eat. We got to wake up. I say it all the time. The revolution will not be televised, y'all. One-third, 33.5% of all U.S. adults have hypertension. How many know somebody that's either on a drug for hypertension or something for diabetes? Everybody now, and you know, it's personal. Not just, oh, yeah, I know this guy named Bob or this lady named Shirley or something. You know, it's in our families. In our families. You see, 8% of the adult population has been diagnosed with diabetes, while more than one-third of the population, 36.8%, had abnormal fasting glucose levels. And now the FDA trying to come in and say, we want to stipulate what you can purchase, when you can purchase, and what they can tell you that this will do. We want to dictate that. And it can't be. Caller, thank you so much for calling in tonight. I do appreciate you. You were one of the brave ones that stepped out tonight. I want this to become a platform for us to express what's going on in our neighborhoods, what's going on in our lives. You see, this is here's to your health. We want to talk more about than just the food. What affects your health? You see, when I'm at the food bank and I see that the majority of the food that's given out comes in a box or in a can, that's affecting people's health. You see? Listen, thank you so much for tuning in tonight, caller. And, you know, we're going to do it again. We're out of time. I got too emotional. I got too caught up tonight in this. You've been listening to Here's to Your Health with me, Dr. Doris. The Here's to Your Health program is brought to you by the Poetic Energy Network Station. I thank each and every one of you that's on the line tonight, and I'm just praying that in the future you'll become more vocal. I really am, because this is an opportunity for you to express what's going on with you. Thank you for tuning in. God bless you. My closing affirmation says, I listen with love to my body's message. My body is always working toward optimum health. My body wants to be whole and healthy, and it is. I cooperate and become healthy, whole, and complete. Thank you so very much for listening in, guys. Have a blessed evening, and we'll talk soon. Good night.
Yahoo will make his face shine on you and be gracious.